The Deserter, Book One of the Alfred Saga by Paul Almond, read by the author. Chapter One. On his wildly swaying hammock in the midshipman's quarters below deck, Thomas Manning tossed and turned. He faced a huge dilemma. Would he take his regular watch in the morning at 8 bells? Or would he jump ship and set off for a perilous adventure in the New World? All hands on the Bellerophon, a 74-gun vessel in His Majesty's Navy, were exhausted from a 2-day chase of a privateer up and down Chaleur Bay. They had been given leave to go to their quarters and sleep, while their man-o'-war waited out the spring storm in this sheltered bay. But Thomas could not stop fears crowding into his consciousness. Just jump overboard and swim ashore? Yes, but in waters so close to freezing the human body could not last more than a few short minutes. And if he did reach the shore, a good 100 yards away, what then? Chilled senseless, would he not make the perfect prey for wild animals that abounded hereabouts? Whatever would possess him to try? Apart from 2 settlements the Bellerophon had visited, nothing covered this coastline but trees, wild animals, and Indians. Tales of terrifying tortures by savages were traded below decks in the evenings, one more horrific than another. They cut a man's entrails out and draped them round his neck as he hung in front of a fire, or eat his heart out in front of him as he died. "No, put that right out of your mind," Thomas reprimanded himself. "Aren't you afraid enough?" Afraid of swimming through the spring storm that rocked and pummeled this heavy ship? Certainly. Afraid of starving to death on those snow-covered rocks? Of course.